குருவே சச்சிதானந்தமூர்த்தயே நிஷ்பிரபஞ்சாய சாந்தாய நிராலம்பாய தேஜசே ஈஷாவாஸ்யம் இதம் சர்வம். ஈஷா ஈஸ்வரேண பை ஈஸ்வர மீனிங் ஈஸ்வர புத்தியா by the understanding bhavana that all this is ishvara idam sarvam vasyam achhadaniyam all that is here manifest unmanifest all that is here is to be understood as Ishwar as none other than Ishwar not separate from Ishvara. The manifest world as I, the Pramata, experience, relate with in the form of sound, touch, etc. The manifest world is nothing but order. Every level I look at, there is only order. Order in the form of cause and effect, in the form of laws, in the form of phenomena, all that is here is order. Even where I see disorder out of order, what I see as something not in order, if I expand my horizon of seeing, of understanding, I can easily appreciate that even what I think as not in order also is within a larger order. Just like when I confine my identity, identification, seeing with my room alone, the room as my dwelling place, then outside the room I feel is not connected to me, it's not my dwelling place. When I expand my idea, I live in a city, in a town, in a street. When I expand my idea, then I identify with the whole place, bigger place. So too, in my limited understanding, what I see as not in order, if I stretch, if I include more and more, then I see that what is seemingly not in order is also within order. All that is here is in order, within order. The more I see this, appreciate this, the better for me, the Pramata. I, the Pramata, the Jignasu, the Mumukshu, I deliberately, in the beginning, see this, that all that is Ishvara, the order. Manifest, unmanifest, known, not known, understood, not understood, mine, not mine, All that is here is Ishvara. Like even in daylight, as I see objects, whatever be the object, all that I see, all sight takes place in light. Seeing takes place in light. So too, being, Vyavaharika being, takes place in Ishvara. Aida Pramata, Aida Karta, Aida Bhokta takes place in Ishvara. And the related entity, Prameya, Bhogya, Karya, Karma, also has its being in Ishvara. This activity, Pramatru, Prameya, Vyavahara activity, takes place in Ishvara, the order. Bhoktru, Bhogya activity the phenomenon happening takes place in Ishvara. Every event, small or big, single event or a series of events, all take place in Ishvara. In order. When I see in Ishvara. As I hear in Ishvara. I do in Ishvara. I think in Ishvara. I experience in Ishvara. I feel in Ishvara. I know in Ishvara. Remember, in Ishvara. There is no being, there is no event which does not take place in Ishvara. Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna Hari Hari. As I hear these words, the sound, the hearing occurs in Ishvara. The hearer, I, the heard sound, and what makes this possible, the hearing possible? Let us say there is some link. Connection. Which makes me, the hearer, one with the heard sound. What connects me, the hearer, with the sound? The connection. Is also Ishvara. The connection is Ishvara. When my hand holds an object, a flower, what makes this possible? My hand holding a flower. We see there is a series of connections all the way. I I hold the flower gently, the fingers hold it gently. When I hold a heavy object, the fingers hold them tight. The fingers grip the object. The connection between the object and the fingers, the way it holds, the fingers hold. And all the way up to me, the holder, series of connections. That is Ishvara. Between the finger and the flower, that connection is Ishvara. All connections are Ishvara. Some connections I may welcome, others I may not. However, the truth is that all connection is Ishvara. Relating is also connecting. When I relate, there is connection. When I shake the hands with a friend, I relate with a friend. There is connection. That is Ishvara. It's not that I, the Pramata, and a friend, the related, not only both are in Ishvara, also the connection is Ishvara. Relating occurs in Ishvara. The sandhi between two relating entities is Ishvara. The sandhi is Ishvara. World is full of sandhis. Life is full of sandhis. When I appreciate this fact, that the sandhi is Ishvara, I relate meaningfully, wholly, reverentially, properly, the more I appreciate, the more I am aware of this fact that Sandhi is Ishvara, the more I relate meaningfully. The more I relate meaningfully, the better I live meaningfully. To live is to relate. To live meaningfully is to relate meaningfully. To relate meaningfully is to see that the Sandhi is Ishvara. When I look at my day, any day, is there any moment during the day when I am not related? When I do not relate, is there a moment? Each moment I stand related to something or other. Even if I manifestly do not relate with something, I, the Pramata, relate with myself also. There is no moment when I do not relate. I stand related all the way, all the while. Meaning, Sandhi keeps on taking place. Meaning, Ishvara keeps, Ishvara is manifest in all the Sandhis. If I can see this, then I am doing Ishvara Upasanam, Sandhya Upasanam. This is Sandhya Upasanam, meditation, appreciation that Sandhya Devi is Ishvara. I see is Upasanam. I hear is Upasanam, meditation, appreciation. I think is Upasanam. I experience is also Upasanam. I remember Upasanam. I do Upasanam. Sandhya Upasana, Ishvara Upasana, all the way. As I relate there is a quiet appreciation in me that this is upasanam, this is worship, Ishvara aradhanam. All these are yajnas relating with this understanding. Is upasanam, is puja, is yajna. I live in Ishvara. I relate in Ishvara through Ishvara. When I see this, as I see this, there is profundity in my relating. I do not relate through the ahankar. When I relate to the aham, the pramata, not inhibited by the ahankara or chittam, then I relate fully, wholly, meaningfully. Growth is about relating meaningfully. Light is about relating meaningfully. And that I learn through the appreciation that Sandhi is Ishvara. Shanti, shanti, shanti.